Magna Story Sound presents an unabridged recording of Digging for Victory at Rookery House, written by Rosie Hendry, read by Patience Tomlinson. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Magna. Chapter 1. Sunday, the 22nd of December, 1940. Manchester, England.
The holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown.
Florence Butterworth sang her favourite age-old Christmas carol in a hearty voice while she did the washing up, her hands plunged in the hot soapy water. The warm kitchen was fragrant with the scent of spices and dried fruit from the freshly baked mince pies cooling on a rack on the table. Once they were cold, Flo would pack the pies away into a tin to be enjoyed over the coming festivities. There was something else in the air, Flo mused, a tingle of excitement that Christmas was almost here. She smiled to herself as she sang, enjoying the anticipation of the approaching holiday, her voice soaring upwards, filling the room with music.
"Are you getting in some practice for the carol singing tomorrow night?"
The voice made Flo jump, and she turned around from the sink to see her sister Joyce, who at 20 was 2 years older than herself. Flo laughed.
"No, I've practiced enough with the singing group in my dinner times at work. Tonight, I'm singing for the sheer enjoyment of it." "It sounded smashing. You've got a lovely voice."
Joyce put the two stone hot water bottles she was carrying down on the wooden table, unscrewed the lids, then took the kettle from the range and filled them up with hot water.
"I'm really looking forward to some time off over Christmas."
Flo put the baking tray she'd washed onto the wooden drainer.
"Same here. 2 days off work will be bliss."
It would be a couple of joyous days away from the humdrum monotony of her job, Flo thought. Any time off from the mindless and endless typing of letters was a welcome relief, although she could never say as much to any of her family. Not after she'd won the scholarship to the commercial college and the chance to train in shorthand and typing, which had enabled her to get...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?